Jesus was arrested, condemned, flogged, and nailed to the cross in the space of a few hours. He was crucified at 9 a.m. on the day of preparation for the Sabbath, that is, Friday, at the Feast of the Passover. 2 criminals were crucified with him, 1 on each side. Crucifixion was a slow, humiliating, and very painful form of execution that was usually preceded by the severe punishment of flogging. During the 6 hours that Jesus was on the cross, he spoke 7 times, 3 times during the first 3 hours, from 9 to 12, and 4 times from 12 to 3 in the afternoon. His first words were spoken as he was being nailed to the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing," he said. Christ was interceding for those who were the cause of his sufferings, not only the Romans who were applying the death sentence or the Jews who had condemned him, but for the people of all nations and all ages whose sins were sending him to the cross, because the Son of God became man so as to suffer God's judgment in man's place. His intercession was granted, as his death and resurrection have obtained forgiveness for all who come to him in repentance and faith. So Isaiah's prophecy was accomplished when he said of Messiah, "He poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the wicked. He was pierced for our transgressions, and the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. For the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." During his earthly life, Jesus had taught men to forgive. On the cross, he gave the highest and noblest example of this. He, the just and the holy one, condemned by unjust men to the vile and shameful death of crucifixion. For the Jews, it was the sign of being especially accursed by God. For the Romans, only slaves and great criminals could be executed in this way, but never a Roman citizen. As crucifixion was a public spectacle, many of the Jews came to watch, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. Most of the people came just to stare, while the rulers mocked him. Others hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself if you are the Son of God." The religious authorities and the elders laughed at him. "He saved others," they sneered, "but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. Let God rescue him, if he wants to, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" The soldiers taunted him, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And the bandits, crucified on each side, also heaped insults on him. Then a remarkable change came over one of the robbers. He was touched by the grace of God. On hearing the other man say to Jesus, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us," he rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? Our punishment is just, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." This humble cry of faith at once received its reward. Jesus answered, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This man had done nothing to deserve the grace of God. He was as much a criminal as the other. But during the last hours of his life, he was touched by feelings of repentance and the need of God's forgiveness, and was therefore able to receive Christ through faith. From that moment on, death for him became an open door to paradise. Near the cross of Jesus stood Mary, his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene, and the beloved disciple John, the only apostle present. The Lord's mother was at that moment experiencing what had been prophesied to her in the temple more than 30 years before. "And a sword will pierce your own soul too," she had been told. Jesus knew that his mother's heart was broken as she stood there watching his shame and suffering. So once again he gave her a mark of his filial care and affection. John was standing beside her, so Jesus said, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, John took her into his home. Next episode, the last 4 sayings of Jesus on the cross.